The purpose of Men's Health Month is to heighten the awareness of preventable health problems and encourage early detection and treatment of disease among men. And we have with us Dr. Hung this morning. Good morning, Doctor.
Yes, good morning.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the things we want to look at today. I guess you've kind of teamed up with the National Eye Institute. Explain sort of health and eyes. How does that really go together?
Sure. Well, of course, first of all, thanks for having me on, and we're pleased to present this information as part of the National Eye Health Education Program of the National Eye Institute. You know that our eyes are so important to everything in our lives, that nearly everything we do depends on good vision. There are a number of diseases very common, such as diabetes, glaucoma, and cataract, which are very, very, very treatable if detected early. So we were trying to spread the message to both men and women that early detection and a comprehensive eye exam each year is terribly, terribly important to preserve your sight.
And I guess when they look into our eyes, what, because we can see sort of these blood vessels? Is that what's kind of tipping us off to some of these other diseases? Or what do we see in the eyes that can help us
with
these others?
That's a good question. We can look in the front of the eye where you don't need to be dilated, but in the back of the eye where diabetes specifically damages the retina, the seeing part of the eye, that will sort of the lining of the inside of the eye, like wallpaper lines the inside of a room, that film of the camera, if you will, does undergo some changes. And it's those early changes, which may be asymptomatic, in other words, you have no idea that anything is going on, that can tip us off that treatment is needed and we ought to get in there before we lose sight.
Doctor, when you have an exam and they poof that little bit of air in your eye, what is that for?
Well, that's very uncommonly used in most examinations. It's supposed to be a little less reliable. It does have the advantage of not actually touching the eye, which certainly sounds like a fright. It's called a puff tonometer or a pneumatic tonometer, where the eye pressure of the eye is being measured. Most of the time they use a blue light, and a very gentle touch to the eye that actually people don't feel to measure high pressure of the eye, which again can be asymptomatic and a sign of glaucoma, sometimes called the silent thief of sight.
June is National Men's Health Month. All right, give us some things we can do this month to keep us healthier. What tips do you have for us today?
Well, the most important thing, of course, is to be aware of your health and monitor your good general health. In many ways, whatever we do, whether it's our knee or our elbows or our eyes, we don't really even think about it. We wake up, we open our eyes, and we see well. One thing to be aware of is brand new symptoms of the eye, blurry vision, particularly in one eye. That's not normal. Pain of the eye, bulging of the eye, swelling of the eye, distortion of the vision, or new symptoms associated with flashing of the eye, such as flashing lights or new floaters. Those are all things to be aware of. Second, there are many, many systemic diseases, such as diabetes, the number one cause of blindness in working-age Americans, where if you have diabetes, you have to get your eyes checked. So that's terribly important. And thirdly, just prevention, just preventing problems with the eye, wearing safety glasses, wearing sunglasses, and taking things for your good general health. Those are three really great things to do that will keep your sight for the rest of your life.
Summer is here. We have sunshine in the forecast for the next 5 days or so. What do you recommend in terms of sunglasses?
Well, sunglasses, of course, are a matter of personal preference. First of all, they make you look cool, and that's obviously important. But more importantly, they help shield excess UV rays. Now, most of us have a pretty sedentary existence. We live inside most of the time. And even the glass of a window or a car windshield screens a lot of the light. So you're not damaging your eye if you don't wear sunglasses, and you're really not out at that long. But any conditions where things are very bright, where you actually feel more comfortable with sunglasses is a suitable situation. And certainly for certain activities where you need to shield your eyes, as cutting the lawn or playing baseball, those are very important to have the proper safety glasses. Most glasses these days are really well designed, and they screen a lot of the harmful rays. So we say, as a matter of personal preference, a cap, a hat to keep the sun off your face and out of your eyes, and a pair of sunglasses if it's really bright. I think that's a good thing to do for a healthy and happy summer.
What about knowing your family history? I guess we always think that's, you know, any hereditary diseases, things can be possible. I guess that's a key also this time, too.
It certainly is. It's a wonderful point. And there is a little bit of confusion between things that are truly inherited or perhaps a trend. So if my mother makes great Swedish meatballs and my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my great-great-grandmother, I've got a better than average chance of having that, even though it's not really inherited. There are other diseases, though, that are inherited that can be passed on. You think of family histories of heart attack or blindness in the eye. Those are all there. And if you know your family history, if you know you're susceptible, particularly a disease like macular degeneration, the number one cause of blindness in older Americans, it's good to know so you can jump in early, diagnose, have that yearly eye exam, make sure where you stand, and if treatment's needed, to start that as early as possible.
Well, Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. If people want to get more details on this or maybe just look for a good pair of sunglasses, where's a good place to go to get the healthy
information? You could go to the National Eye Institute's website, the nei.nih.gov, and that's the NEI website. It will have a lot of general information about many, many diseases. Really a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Thank you for your time, Doctor. Appreciate it.